Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Recovered from her injuries, but scarred about the face and broken-hearted over the death of her fiancé, Barry Carlton, Penny Gibbs is leaving the Heatherton Hospital and coming back to Rossville and home. And in Penny's home this morning, Penny's foster father, Jed, sits in his wheelchair and says to Johnny Keith,
"You and Grace are driving down to get Penny this afternoon, are you, Johnny?"
"Yes, Jed, we're leaving at 1 o'clock. They won't release her till 4.
"Well, we'll have everything ready when she arrives. Hope she'll let us give her a little homecoming celebration."
"Well, she'll probably be tired after the trip from Heatherton and want to go right to bed."
"Well, we won't count on a party then. Though I didn't mean to have a party exactly. What I would like to make some sort of occasion of it, though. You'll stay for the evening, won't you?"
"Well, if I won't be in the way."
"Of course you won't be in the way. You might be a big help. We have to start right off the bat showing Penny that she's come back home to a normal life. And there's nothing more normal than seeing you around, son."
"Hey, is that a hint that I'm around too much?"
No, it's a suggestion that you come around and stay around as much as you can. Don't want to interfere with your own affairs, Johnny."
"Jed, you know there's nothing I won't do if it'll be of any help to Penny. And if there's anything I can do now, you know I'll do it."
"Well, son, I don't say that things will ever be the same for you and Penny. But there's still a bond of friendship between the two of you that may be of great help to her."
"Don't overestimate my power over Penny, Jed. I think it's gone completely. I lost it almost the same time I lost Penny."
"Don't you underestimate your power over that girl. You're just as near and dear to her as her own family. And in some ways, perhaps a little nearer and dearer."
"Well, I wish that were true."
"I think it is, Johnny. I know it is. Penny doesn't need you as much as she used to. That is, she didn't need anyone until the tragedy of the last few weeks. But when she did need someone, well, it wasn't only her family who were here to help her. You were here, too."
"But not by accident, Jed. I told all of you a long time ago that I was always going to be around just in case. That didn't mean for a year or 5 or 10. It meant forever, Jed."
"Forever is a long time, Johnny."
"Not long enough. That's how much I still think of Penny."
"Some love just won't die, will it, son?"
"Oh, I guess it won't."
"Well, then maybe you have a pretty good idea what Penny's up against. She still has an undying love for young Carlton, but her love is without hope because Barry's gone."
"Well, I have no hope for mine either, Jed. Well, Penny will never consider me again. I wouldn't ask her to. I have too much respect for the way she feels about Barry. And I know only too well that feeling will never change. I think..."
Oh, will you answer the phone, Johnny? Grace and Nora are both upstairs."
"Well, sure, Jed."
"I hope it's not the hospital calling to say they've decided to keep Penny for a while."
"Oh, I don't think it is, Jed." "Hello?"
"Hello, is Johnny Keith there?"
"Well, yes, speaking."
"Oh, hello, Keith. Your office said you might be at the Gibbs place. This is Frank Carter."
"Oh, yes, Carter. How are you?"
"Fine. Could I see you for a few minutes today?
Well, I'm driving down to Heatherton this afternoon to get Penny.
Oh, she's coming home today?
Yes, this afternoon.
Well, look, I just need you for a few minutes. Could you come over to the office this morning?
Well, I don't know why not.
All right. Make it any time you like.
I'll come right over.
Good. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Carter. Jed, I'm going to run downtown for a few minutes. Anything I can get you?
No, I don't think so, Johnny. Was that the office?
No. It was Frank Carter.
Oh.
I never did tell you what he wanted to see me for the other day, did I?
No, don't think you did. And you don't have to, Johnny.
Now, just because Carter's a lawyer, you think I'm in trouble, do you, Jed?
No.
All he wanted was some information about me. See, a man named Clyde Keith was trying to find out if there were still any Keiths in Rossville.
Clyde Keith, a relative of yours?
Well, I had an uncle by that name, but I don't think it's this fellow. You see, the inquiry came in a cable from South Africa.
South Africa, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, that's where all the diamonds come from.
Yeah, but they don't come to me. Well, I won't be in Carter's office for long, and if I come back with a pocket full of South African diamonds, I'll split them 50-50.
Come in.
Hello, Carter.
Oh, Keith, come in. I'm glad you came down right away because I just remembered I have to be over at the courthouse in 30 minutes. Now, sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
Just got another cable from South Africa. Here, read it.
Okay.
Now, what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
Well, we know a lot more than we did the other day. For one thing, Clyde Keith is dead and he left some sort of inheritance. You seem to be one of the heirs.
Well, heir to what, Carter? That's the big question.
Millions, maybe?
Maybe a million in debts.
That's a possibility, too. But we won't know for several days yet. But it could be, Keith, that you're suddenly going to become a rich man.
No, Carter. I don't have that kind of luck.
Uh-huh.
And besides, I'm not so sure I want it. See, I've had to work for every dime I own, and working for what I have has become a habit.
Well, I think you'll take it if it's there to take.
Oh, sure, you bet I will, but I don't expect any.
It might be, you know, that your uncle left property, and maybe you better start buying folders on South Africa.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll stick to Rossville. Look, I know you won't suggest it, so I will.
Yeah.
I suppose there are certain legal problems with things like this, no matter what my uncle left. Would you handle them for me?
Yeah, I'd be glad to, Keith.
The name's Johnny. And I'll pay all the costs and necessary fees.
Oh, we can do business, Johnny. And the name is Frank.
Good. Let's hope your fees aren't bigger than the inheritance.
No, that can't happen here, Johnny. All I'll charge is a small fee over and above the cable cost and the filing of certain papers.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're a rich man that I'll really soak you for my services.
Well, you better plan on getting rich on someone else, Frank. Money never comes to me in sticks. All it does is pass me by. But then there's a first time for everything, isn't there? To coin a little money and...
Will you get the phone, Johnny?
Well, sure, Jed. I know you just want to sit here and stare at Penny. Maybe you two would like to be alone a little while.
It is good to have you home again, Penny.
Thanks, Jed.
You're not too tired after the ride up?
No, it was a lovely ride. Scenery was different than when Barry and I went down that Heatherton Road.
It's been weeks since you were on the Heatherton Road, Penny. And at this time of year, the scenery changes fast.
Yeah, it does. Everything looked bleak and cold.
November weather isn't meant for flowers, child.
I know.
You're tired, aren't you?
A little bit.
Johnny will carry you upstairs to your room as soon as you want to go. It's all ready for you. Bed turned down, everything.
No, I don't want to go to bed right now. Besides, Nora and Mother are fixing something for me in the kitchen.
Well, we thought we'd have a little supper together as a sort of homecoming celebration, but you can have yours in your room if you want.
No, thanks. I'll stay down here. I'd much rather.
Well, now, don't on our account. It's enough for all of us to just have you home again. The house seems complete again.
I wish that were true, Jed. But how can I complete anything when I'm so incomplete myself? Oh, I haven't really come home. Only in body. My mind isn't here because my thoughts aren't here. You do understand that, don't you?
I'd have lived 60 years in vain if I didn't understand, child. Of course I understand. But I know what you have to do. Direct your mind toward thoughts of home again and away from the things it's dwelling on right now.
If it were possible to do that, I'd have done it already. I left the hospital prepared for a difficult time at home because I don't expect the adjustment to be easy.
You're well aware of the problem, then?
Very much aware of it.
Penny, that was Mrs. Ross on the telephone. She wants to know when she can come to see you.
Oh, I hope you didn't invite her over, Johnny.
Oh, no, I just visited here myself. I told her to phone again tomorrow, though.
Thanks.
Well, if you two will excuse me, I think I'll go out and see what I can do to help in the kitchen.
If you talk to Grace and Nora into letting you lick the frosting out of that pan, it's the last time I'll ever welcome you in this house, young man.
Well, I'll at least leave you the spoon.
Well, you better. Penny, we're having your favorite cake tonight.
Yeah, so I was told.
There's just nothing I can say to cheer you up, is there?
Jed, I'm sorry, but when I sit here and look out toward the hall and the front door, I think any minute the bell will ring and the door will open and Barry will walk in. Jed, I can almost see him standing there.
And you will, Penny, for a long time. You've got to get used to it.
I don't want to get used to anything like this. I don't want it to happen. You know something? Even when I close my eyes, I see him standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see him start to walk toward me. That grin on his face and his hair a little mussed from driving in an open car. And his hand stretched out to reach mine.
Yes, I understand. You'll see him all your life, Penny. Here in this house or no matter where you are. So don't blame the house for what you see. It's all in your mind.
It's in this house, Jed. Everything around me reminds me of him.
Do you want to go away?
I don't think I'd know where to go. I wouldn't be welcome anywhere. Not with this face.
Well, that'll soon be just as it was before.
It'll be the same as it was on the outside, but nothing on the inside will be the same again. Jed, I'm not Penny Gibbs anymore. That's why I'm not home. I went away. I went away with Barry. Barry didn't come back. He never will. And even though I'm sitting here, Jed, I'm not home. And I won't be, ever.
Penny Gibbs came home without her heart. Will she never feel that she really is home? Is her broken spirit an indication that her life is a total loss? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.